It's Easter Sunday morning, and all the world is awakening to the awareness of the one who shows the way, the Christ within each one of us. Easter Sunday morning is a commemoration of who and what we are, what our goals are, what our direction in life is, what is important to us, how little we really are aware of it. We hear the Hallelujah chorus and we think how glorious and how beautiful. And yet, is it really glorious and beautiful, or are we glorious and beautiful? The King of Kings, the Lord of Hosts, this is who we are. We are this glorious, wonderful expression of all that is good. Are you ready to have that experience in your life? Are you ready to be that glorious and wonderful being in your world? Are you ready to live that life that we have been taught is from within our heart? Yes, it's Easter Sunday morning. It's Easter Sunday morning, and the world is awakening to the recognition that within each one of us is that sacred presence, that divine presence. We may call it the religions of the world. We may call it the religious leaders, the philosophers, the men and women who have opened the door for all of humanity throughout the world. All who sing the Hallelujah chorus and say, yes, that consciousness is risen in each one of us. And as we say that consciousness is risen in each one of us, are we aware that it indeed has risen? It indeed has shown itself unto all the world and said, yes, it is glorious, it is great, it is beautiful. This is the morning when we open our hearts to the risen Christ, to the risen Christ consciousness in each one of us. This is not something only known to a certain group of people, only known to a certain number of people who think a certain way. It's known to everyone. And the reason we say that it's known to everyone is that it is the inner awakening that takes place that we sing our Hallelujah chorus to. We sing our Hallelujah chorus to that inner awakening of the Christ within each one of us, the divine within each one of us, the goodness within each one of us. We do not look at the past. We do not look at the future. We look right now, at this moment. At this moment in our time, in our space, in our life, in our way. And we say, Hallelujah indeed. We say, we are the beautiful risen one. And that's what it's all about. It's not sacrilegious to say we are the risen one. It is what the program is all about. This is what we have come to this planet Earth for. We have come to this planet Earth to be risen. We have come to this planet Earth to be aware that we are indeed divine. We want to play the game of being a human. We want to play that game, and we want to sing, and we want to praise everything outside of ourselves. But as we realize, all is within ourselves. All is the divine within ourselves. All is the beauty of God in ourselves. And we let loose. We turn our attention to, we sing praises of and for and about this inner Christ consciousness that each one of us is. Are you ready? Are you ready to not receive, but to give out from the very center of your being that which is the blessedness in each of us. Are you ready to give out from the very center of your consciousness who and what you are? Are you ready to stand forth like the tabernacle of good, like the joy of wonder, like the peace of love? Are you ready to stand forth and say, I am that I am? And to not allow yourself for one moment to feel sorry for yourself, to feel that why didn't you have this or that or the other thing that someone else on this planet Earth has? We're not here to gain worldly wealth that we have. We're not here to gain bodily perfection that we have. We're not here to gain friendships. We're not here to be in harmony with our fellow man for that we have. We are here to be aware that ours is to be ourself, that divine self that we are, that magical, wonderful self that we are, and to have the greatest joy, the greatest fun, the greatest enjoyment that we could ever imagine, expressing that self that we are. It's an awakening. And when that awakening happens in each of us, we shall never forget it. And it has happened in many, and it is happening now in many more. And it can happen this instant for you and for me. When I listen to the choir within me singing this lovely Hallelujah chorus, when I listen to the voice of this divine beingness singing in me that which I am. And it's a glorious and a wonderful thing to do, and a happy thing to do. It's a magnificent thing to do. It's me. It's a fantastic quality that I am. It's a fantastic quality that all the world is. And today, it's our quality. It's our quality of knowing that this is who we are, and this is who we will always be. Love, life, and peace, the joy, the wonder, the magic, the goodness, all these things are the why and the wherefore of who we are. It's so fantastic and so fulfilling and so rewarding that we know it's us now. So, as we let this resound in our hearts, as we let this go in our soul, as we are the fulfillment, the magic, and the oneness of all, it is a great and a wonderful thing for us to experience, because that's our heart. That's our joy. That's our mystical magic within each one of us. We are there. We are listening to the divine chorus of musicians in our very heart. We have that going for us now. We have that going forever. Strongly, powerfully. Why is it that we wait so long to hear the voice within? Why is it we wait so long to hear the divine within us? And more so, that we wait so long to respond to it. This day I claim, I like me. I am God. I am beautiful. I am good. This day I sing hallelujah and say, yes, it is so. It is my divine being. It is the divine being of all. It is the expression, the wholeness, the goodness of life. It is the magic of life. It is the wonder of life. And it is the magic and wonder of life that I am. And I love it with all my heart, with all my soul. all of us can know the Hallelujah Chorus in our heart by letting go and letting it resound powerfully and beautifully and wonderfully right now and forevermore. Join me this day in singing the Hallelujah Chorus within your heart, that the divine shall reign forever and ever within you and within me, and only the divine. And as the divine reigns within you and me, we are living in that state of bliss, that state of Easter morning consciousness. And how wonderful that is. Thank you.